Here's the sound of a fraudulent phone call designed to find out what your social security number is.
Enforcement agencies to suspend your social security number on an immediate basis, as we have received suspicious trails of information in your name. The moment you receive this message, I need you to get back to me on my department division toll-free number. Verify the last four digits of your social security number when you call to better assist you with this issue. Now if I don't hear a call from you, we will have to issue an arrest warrant under your name and get you arrested. So get back to me as soon as possible. Thank you.
A robocall received by the State Division of Consumer Protection. Division Director Michelle Reinen says the thief uses a caller ID number that appears legitimate. She says the message sounds real.
Scam artists want you to confirm your Social Security number back to them so that they can reactivate it. And no one ever wants that suspension of their number. So again, you may want to act and take action so there is no problem.
As soon as you give your number, they have your identity, which can lead to a host of problems. They ask for information about your bank account, possibly putting your money on a gift card or a number of other ways to steal your money. Reinen says the Social Security Administration does not do business this way. She says, remember, the federal government is shut down right now.
But government doesn't make unsolicited phone calls, and they don't threaten to suspend your information. If there's a problem or concern with your account or number, they're going to notify you by mail, and they're going to provide you contact information, but they're not going to threaten benefits.
If you want more information, go to the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection website under Consumer Protection Fact Sheets or call 800-422-7128. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.